Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, sacrifice. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of Lucis Trust, and she wrote 24 volumes of literature. And those 24 volumes of literature are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought also comes from the works of Alice Bailey. The urge to sacrifice, to choose one way, and thus sacrifice another way, to lose in order eventually to gain. Such is the underlying story of evolution. It is a governing principle of life itself, and runs like a golden pattern of beauty through the dark materials of which human history is constructed. This is an inspiring thought. So why does sacrifice, why does it have such a bad connotation?
I think a lot of it might be due to misunderstanding of Christian teaching having to do with the crucifixion and some earlier religions that required the sacrifice of children and of animals to appease the gods. It's got a heavy layer of this is going to hurt to it, the whole concept of sacrifice. And people don't want to suffer. They don't want to be deprived. They don't want to go through more pain than they have to, and that's perfectly understandable. But the real root meaning of sacrifice is deeply sacred. It means to make sacred or to make holy. To sacrifice is to make sacred. And when you understand it in those terms, a whole new window of understanding opens up. And I think it's a very timely concept to be considering for two reasons. One, it's such an essential component of the spiritual path. In our school of training in spiritual development and meditation, one of the first seed thoughts that students are given to meditate on has to do with sacrifice. And many of them recoil from it. They don't like the idea of it. In this age of me first, me always, the concept of sacrifice is not too popular. And another reason it's timely is because we as a nation, I think, have a kind of a yearning to be asked to sacrifice for the greater good. The recent hurricane has brought out a sense within so many people. A coworker and I were talking about this, of a need to sacrifice for the good of people who have lost everything. There's something really beautiful in an act of sacrifice that's done for the larger good, the common good. People who remember World War II can well remember the sacrifices on so many levels that people were asked to give and gave willingly and unquestioningly. It's hard for us today to understand that degree of consent on such a large level. There's such an emphasis on individualism today. That might be one of the reasons it's not very popular.
Yes, because sacrifice is really a deep instinct in human nature. In fact, it's based on what they call the law of sacrifice, and it's a deep spiritual law that it's one of the first laws to be grasped by human intelligence, it says.
That's why it's so deeply anchored in early religions, probably.
Yes, and it's been it's there for good reason, but it's now become so distorted and corrupted by painful connotation that mm-hmm. goes along with sacrifice. But actually, sacrifice means, as you say, to make holy. So it's to make sacred. And by even God himself or itself, the great being, the creator of this world, has sacrificed his instincts, his ability, his awareness to undergo the creation of this world. He works through this world and creating this world, and it's engaging in painful experience for someone of such a stature and such great being, but it's a sacrifice that is necessary for the upliftment of what he called the lesser lives, or the for the greater being of the whole. And it's this deep instinct that I think every human soul experiences, and it's why the soul comes into the world also.
The whole idea of evolution is founded on sacrifice, the sacrifice of the lesser for the greater. The lower kingdoms sacrifice so that the higher kingdoms can fulfill their evolution. The mineral kingdom sacrifices its elements to the vegetable kingdom, which then sacrifices itself to the animal kingdom, which takes in those elements in the eating of vegetation. The human kingdom draws from the animal kingdom. It's all predicated on this giving up by the lesser for the greater, and that's a deeply spiritual impulse. But it's been misunderstood and misapplied. One of the problems is that the only true sacrifice, Alice Bailey said, is that which is self-initiated. It doesn't count to demand sacrifice, say, of a government or a dictator, to demand sacrifice of the people against their will, or to require it of them without their free consent. That's not true spiritual sacrifice, because the will of the individuals who are asked to give up or to dedicate their individual quota to the greater good have no real say in it. It can't be extracted from people. It has to be given by free consent. And that's one of the basic misunderstandings about sacrifice.
Yes, and it's also the, as we said before, it's the basic instinctual tendency that is behind the soul's incarnation mm-hmm. into the world.
Right.
It's one of the reasons why the soul does undertake incarnation. It's one of the reasons why we are here as souls in the world at this time or any other time or any other lifetime, because there is a great task that we are engaged in, a great plan, and that plan is involved with upliftment and redemption, and in order to do that it requires the sacrifice of the soul's imposing itself on the great limitations of being encased in a physical body.
Especially a little totally dependent 7-pound or 6-pound baby human body that has no ability to express itself or chart its own course or exert its own will. It's totally helpless. Wouldn't you be frustrated? It's a tremendous sacrifice. And yet we think of birth as the soul's great joy, and death as the loss, the sacrifice of life, when in fact it's liberation to the soul. The whole thing is reversed.
It's just the opposite mm-hmm. from the standpoint of the soul, and that's a kind of a revelation, I think, that we human beings have to come to grips with, because we have this whole thing about joy turned upside down. And it's something else that we have to try to correct and reveal the truth behind it.
Alice Bailey said that world stability depends on the sacrifice of selfishness. And I really do think we're at that point now in world development where, well, we see it for one thing in the oil crisis. If we don't somehow work out a system whereby there is a freely given sacrifice of selfishness on the part of the very wealthy and the very acquisitive, the planet is likely to run out of oil much more quickly than it needs to. It is endangering the whole world, this mad rush for more and more oil. So the stability of our planet depends on sacrifice of selfishness, but people, I think, yearn to see it freely and abundantly applied or abundantly adopted, not just by a few, and others saying, well, I won't have to sacrifice because you are sacrificing. I can therefore have more. It has to be an egalitarian thing. It has to be done out of a concern for the common good, the common welfare. I think we're getting there, but we are learning through the limitations of the present time.
And it's one of the reasons why there is pain associated with sacrifice, because it's seen only from what one is giving up or what one mm-hmm. apparently is losing, but they're not looking at what they're gaining. And that's the most, perhaps the most difficult thing to kind of grasp now. What you are gaining, something greater than what you are giving up.
The writings of Alice Bailey have a wonderful expression for that. We conquer by surrendering. We gain by giving up. Mm-hmm. We conquer by surrendering. This is something that George Washington understood. I've been reading a book about his life by Gary Wills. It's called Cincinnatus, which is the name of a Roman general who left his farming to take up arms in a war in ancient Rome. And then when the war was won, he went back to farming. And the analogy is that Washington did something similar. Three times in his life, he gave up power. And it's very interesting to read what a masterful giver-upper or relinquisher of power Washington was. And he did so in a way that only solidified his power, but not for personal self-interest, but out of his personal greatness. People recognized that this was someone who truly was selfless in his approach to his role as commander-in-chief and then as president, and they could trust his judgment because he cared so little for holding on to temporal power. Because he cared so little for it, they could entrust him with it still more. And Washington seemed to understand that his power as a human being and as a leader was only strengthened by the fact that he held the reins of power so lightly in his hand and was so adamant about giving them up in a timely way. It's said that if he had not declined to run for a third term as president, if he had instead died in office, say, there would have been a precedent established for allowing presidents to stay in office for as long as they want or until they die or reach ill health. But he deliberately planned to give it up in his second term, and that set a precedent that applies still today, except for Franklin Roosevelt. He knew that power is held in the relinquishing of it as much as in the grasping of it.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company today. It's the book, the Alice Bailey book, entitled Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And, of course, you can find this particular theme, Serving Humanity, throughout all 20 or many of the 24 volumes, at least. However, what this book does, I like compilation books because what this book does is it synthesizes that particular topic and extracts from all the other volumes, making your study or your approach to this particular theme a lot easier. Today it's available for $16, and the special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. And Serving Humanity is an inspiring compilation of extracts that will help the reader's understanding of sacrifice and why it's so important to spiritual development. So what you need to do in order to take advantage of this discount is to send a check or a money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We also appreciate your donations that you've given in the past. It helps to keep us on this radio station. That's both the large and the small donations. They're certainly an expression to us of your support. If you need to give us a call for any reason, if you'd like to get in contact with us about any topic that you might be interested in, ordering other books or cassette tapes, or if you'd like a free general package of information that is a wealth of information about Lucis Trust, what Lucis Trust is all about, some of the questions you might be asking yourself about Lucis Trust as you listen to the show, give us a call for that general package of information at 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. Our website, www.lucistrust.org, and of course there's a lot of information on that you can find on the website. However, a lot of people do key into that website because they want to listen to the previous archive library of radio shows. So once again, if you want to take advantage of that special offer, it's a discount on the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity, for $16. Send a check or a money order to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And just a little note saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. I was thinking, of course, along the road of evolvement, of spiritual evolution, sacrifice seems to be a crucial constituent of becoming more spiritually evolved. Do you think that, is there any way divinity has gone through, do you think that divinity might have gone through such sacrifice that would be worth mentioning?
Well, Dale touched on it when he talked about the great being who is the life of our planet Earth. In other words, this, according to the ageless wisdom, this great being submitted to the taking of a form, a being so great that he could only express himself or itself through a planet, but that that submission to that form is itself a limitation and therefore an act of sacrifice and redemption. What I'm trying to say is that, as Alice Bailey says, the concept of substance, of matter, runs throughout the understanding of sacrifice. It's done to lift up and hasten the evolution of material substance. That's the purpose of sacrifice. On the level of pure spirit, all is perfection. But on the level of substance and matter, redemption is necessary. And sacrifice is the willing acquiescence to obedience to divine will as one is able to understand it. I like to think of sacrifice as kind of the meshing of one's own little gear with a much greater, more powerful gear, the will of God, and aligning oneself and functioning so smoothly with that greater will that there's no friction, no depletion of energy.
And of course, sacrifice is something we should all it's something we do practice as being the soul coming into the world, and it's a quality that everyone can practice more of. We can relinquish and give up so many little things, like we can relinquish or sacrifice the tendency to criticize, for example. That's a great sacrifice that would hold you in great stead with your friends and loved ones if you withheld that tendency to criticize and adjust another person's work and say, do it this way. And also to relinquishing the sense of responsibility for the actions of others. We tend to step in and say, we want to do, you should do it this way and do it that way. Well, these are little things, but it's cultivating these little things, these little sacrifices that enable one to make the larger sacrifices when the time comes.
And there are other ways that one probably practices sacrifice with or without a good attitude, even if you don't realize it. Any parent knows what sacrifice is. For the good of your child, you set aside your own preferences sometimes, your own plans and your own inclinations in order to give more to the development of the child. It's natural and utterly good that this act of sacrifice by the parent for the child prevails. Anybody who has seen the movie about the penguins in Antarctica knows that they grasp very well the concept of sacrifice, probably on an instinctual level, not on an intellectual level, but no matter, they trundle along for 70 miles to get something to eat at great hardship and peril, and the other penguin, the other parent, stays behind freezing with the little baby tucked under its down. It's an astonishing example of sacrifice. Anybody who's married knows about sacrifice. If you aren't willing to sacrifice, you shouldn't be married. If you're only going to worry about keeping score and making sure that you get everything you think you deserve and need in a relationship, you're going to be very unhappy. If you marry in order to serve the well-being and spiritual evolution of another person through your interest in that person's spiritual well-being, then you're well acquainted with sacrifice.
And I think the latest example in, you know, in the Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. and the examples of sacrifice there, tremendous people have lost everything, and yet other people are coming forward with homes and shelter and food and water and help of all kinds, so that they're giving up for the greater good of all of those people. And there is tremendous sacrifice and service and sharing and cooperation in just that, the aftermath of Katrina. And that is bodes well for the human family, I think, when we see examples of sacrifice like that. And it's those people have sacrificed their homes, sometimes their loved ones, their pets. And it's a very painful experience, but pain, it says in the teachings, is the reaching up through the form for the light, and it pain enables the growth of light, greater light. So that's one of the good things about sacrifice.
It's such an essential aspect of the spiritual path, sacrifice. Alice Bailey wrote that when the law of sacrifice governs the mind, it will inevitably lead all seekers to relinquish the personal in favor of the universal and of the soul, and that knows no separation, no difference. She said, then no pride nor a short or myopic perspective can lead the seeker off the path. Their orientation will be true and sound and unwavering. So it's an essential component of spiritual development. It's probably closely related to detachment, the willingness to let go of the lesser so that one can grasp the greater. I mean, there's a great truth in you can't have everything, you can't take it with you. Speaking about the spiritual path, you have to let go over and over again. But the point of sacrifice is that then you are free to receive something still greater.
And it leads to one of those, the great sacrifice, which comes later on in every person's life around what they call the third initiation, perhaps. One has to sacrifice and relinquish the whole personality life and merge with the soul. One has to give up everything, of the material nature and let go of that and sacrifice it. And to, at that point, one has is free to and liberated to merge with the soul and bring those soul qualities of love into the world.
So you can see that if your whole being has been dedicated to emphasizing and expressing your uniqueness and your apartness and your separation from the rest of humanity, if you've always endeavored to stand alone and aside from the whole of the world, you are on a path that is going to demand sacrifice one way or another of you, because sacrifice is the commitment to the welfare of the whole. And I think we're going to grasp this more easily, more readily as we move into the new age. The old age and the energy of the sixth ray, which governed, promoted a spirit of individualism, of wanting to stand alone and apart. But the incoming energy of the seventh ray and the new age is going to naturally foster a recognition of group relationship, group service, and group sacrifice. And this is going to work out, I think, in a greater ability to identify with larger and larger segments of the world's population. We will hopefully break out of this mindset of nationalism, of ethnic and religious restricted identities, and see more and more ourselves as part of the one humanity. And hopefully we'll see greater examples of sacrifice as a result. That may be why we're given these opportunities at this time, to learn sacrifice.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. It's available for $16. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling. Serving Humanity is an inspiring compilation of extracts that will help the reader's understanding of sacrifice and why it's so important to spiritual development. So what you need to do is send a check or money order to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And just write a little note saying that you heard about the free offer, excuse me, not the free offer, you heard about the offer for Serving Humanity on in our site. Also give us a call if you need to for any reason at 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866, think of in New York Lucis, 1-866 New York Lucis. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.